Adult Stem Cell Therapies and the First Inter-American Stem Cell Conference. This is an interview with Ricardo de Cubas, founder, president, and CEO of Regenestem, LLC. Regenestem is a medical practice company focused on adult stem cell therapies and physician training with particular growth in Latin America. Regenestem is also presenting an upcoming conference in Cuba devoted to regenerative medicine, in association with the Cuban Institute of Hematology and Immunology. The first Inter-American Stem Cell Conference will be held over October 13th to 15th at the Palacio de Convenciones in Havana to explore whether stem cell therapies are ready to become a standard form of treatment. It will also provide hands-on training workshops. To learn more about progress with adult stem cell therapies and opportunities for education and collaboration in this area, enjoy the interview with Ricardo de Cubas below. Interview with Ricardo de Cubas, CEO of Regenestem, LLC. Kate Hildreth, what is your background and how did you first become involved with regenerative medicine? Ricardo de Cubas, founder, president, and CEO of Regenestem. Ricardo de Cubas, founder, president, and CEO of Regenestem, LLC. Ricardo de Cubas, my father was a doctor and I was always fascinated with medicine. I never pursued a medical career against my father's wishes, but I did get a business degree from Florida International University. During my career as a serial entrepreneur, I was always looking for the next great opportunity and I stumbled across regenerative medicine. I started working with a physician in Florida who was active in the field and I decided to take what he was doing to a whole new level. So I developed a physician training model, patient model, licensing and technology distribution model. Today Regenestem is a small successful business with 7 licensing deals around the world. Kate Hildreth, when and how was Regenestem founded? Ricardo de Cubas, Regenestem was founded in March 2012 and it was originally a patient advocacy company helping educate patients on stem cell treatments. Kate Hildreth, what is the core focus of Regenestem? Ricardo de Cubas, Regenestem is dedicated to providing solutions to patients and physicians who are looking for novel treatments and technologies in the regenerative medicine field. Regenestem has trained over 400 physicians in 20 different cities around the world. Our physicians have treated over 2,000 patients with different indications all over the world. Kate Hildreth, what inspired Regenestem to host the first Inter-American Stem Cell Conference in Cuba this year, October 13th to 15th, 2016? Ricardo de Cubas, when President Obama opened relations with Cuba last year, I saw a tremendous opportunity to do something in the medical field in Cuba. Growing up with a father who was a Cuban-trained physician, I always heard stories on how amazing the medicine was in Cuba and the history speaks for itself. My inspiration is my father and to be able to organize an event of this magnitude in my family's homeland is also truly an inspiration. We cannot forget that Cuba has been the forbidden fruit for 57 years. This is an opportunity of a lifetime and you can't mix politics with science. Kate Hildreth, what will be the emphasis of this historic 3-day conference? The emphasis of the conference will be on the process of replacing, engineering or regenerating human cells, tissues or organs to restore or establish normal function. Clinical applications for adult stem cell therapies and explore whether they are ready to become a standard form of treatment. Regenerative medicine and cellular therapy for treating different illnesses. Adult stem cells derived from adipose tissue, bone marrow and use of growth factors. Use of platelets and platelet components in regenerative medicine and cellular therapy. Obtaining pluripotent stem cells and growth factors for use in regenerative medicine. Kate Hildreth, who will be presenting at the first Inter-American Stem Cell Conference. Ricardo de Cubas. The following industry leaders will be presenting. Arnold I. Kaplan, Ph.D. Professor of Biology. Director Skeletal Research Center. Case Western Reserve University. Rocky S. Tone, Ph.D. Director of the Cellular and Molecular Engineering Lab. University of Pittsburgh. Anthony Atala, Maryland. Director of the Wake Forest Institute for Regenerative Medicine. Wake Forest University. Joshua M. Hare, M.D. FACC, FAHA. Director, Interdisciplinary Stem Cell Institute. University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. Robert M. Narum, Ph.D. Stem Cell Manufacturing. Georgia Institute of Technology. Jakob Toller, M.D., Ph.D. Professor and Director Stem Cell Institute. University of Minnesota. Sydney R. Coleman, MD. New York University Medical Center, Department of Plastic Surgery. University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, Department of Plastic Surgery. John P. Salerno, MD. Founder of the Salerno Center. Board certified in family medicine. World-renowned lecturer and author. Co-founder of over 20 anti-aging clinics throughout the world. Preceptor at Yale. Charles Mile, Maryland. Regenerative and age management medicine. Prolotherapy / PRP / stem cell / hormones. Cuban speakers. Dr. Porfirio Hernandez, Ph.D. Hematology specialist. Dr. Consuelo Macias Abraham, Ph.D. Hematology specialist. Dr. Jose Armando Galvan Cabrera, Ph.D. Biochemistry specialist. Dr. Imara Baganet Cobas. Orthopedic and traumatology specialist. Dr. Norma Fernandez Delgado. Hematology specialist. Dr. Amparo Borrego Perez, Ph.D. Periodontic specialist. Dr. Annadley Games Perez. Hematology specialist. Dr. Alfredo Ceballos Mesa, Ph.D. Orthopedic and traumatology specialist. Dr. Heriberto Ortazasans. Angiology specialist. Kate Hildreth, what are your goals for this conference? Ricardo de Cubas, my goal of this conference is to give U.S.-based physicians and Cuban physicians the opportunity to share their studies and clinical results to help improve healthcare not only in their countries, but worldwide. Cuba is known for its rich history in medicine from Dr. Finley and Dr. Castellano, and today Cuban doctors and scientists are known for their developments such as the lung cancer vaccine Chimavax and the only proven treatment for retinitis pigmentosa. Whenever you can put great minds together in a room for a couple of days, the wealth of information that can be shared is priceless and humanity is going to be the benefactor. Kate Hildreth, what types of participants will be attending? Ricardo de Cubas, it will be attended by physicians, scientists, and medical professionals. Kate Hildreth, in your opinion, how will stem cell therapies impact the future of medicine? Ricardo de Cubas, I believe that stem cell therapies are impacting medicine today. In orthopedics and respiratory diseases, cellular therapies are being used with tremendous results. Knee surgeries will be a thing of the past. The University of Miami guarantees that diabetes type 1 will be cured using stem cells within 7 years. Organs will be created in labs and organ donations will no longer exist. The future is bright and we will live to see the massive paradigm shift in medicine. It is really exciting and we are blessed to be living through these amazing developments in regenerative medicine. Kate Hildreth, how can people get involved with the first Inter-American Stem Cell Conference or learn more about Regenistem? Ricardo de Cubas, they can email me at decubas@regenistem.com, office phone 305-224-1858, conference website www.regenistemconference.com.